Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own. Good evening, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection,
where we talk about anything and everything. Well, you know, as long as it's interesting to us, of course.
Absolutely. And this is a live interactive broadcast. Today is 420.
Light them up
if you got it.
Yeah. And so that comment box right there, that's for y'all. So make sure you leave your comments. Make sure you give suggestions, whatever you want. That's where you put it. We even include it in the show.
Absolutely. Because we are live. We are on we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter. We're multi-platform, baby.
Multi-platform.
And if you're listening to us after the fact, via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, whatever, so many, Spotify,
Anchor. FM. Yeah.
You know, if you're listening to us after the fact via podcast, you can still message us. You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. Send us a message. Tell us your thoughts, what you think of the show. We're here for you.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. We're here for us. I mean, more than anything. Well, yeah. But we also want you to be involved. So that's why it's interactive.
Absolutely. So James, it's a Wednesday.
Yes,
we just did a show just a couple days ago.
Yeah, Saturday.
But we're back.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Schedules are changing. I just got my new schedule for work. I'm dreading it a little bit because I will be starting at 3:30 in the morning. I will be off by noon, but I have to start at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
starting Sunday. So,
and you don't do well with waking up.
Well, you know what? I've been really good the past few days. I've been making sure I go to bed earlier, you know, at a good time so I can at least get somewhere around 8 hours of sleep. So when I get up, you know, my alarm goes off at 5 a.m. because I start classes at 7. So I'm up at 5. Like 5:05 because I allow myself one snooze for 5 minutes. And then I get up, hop in the shower, get everything done, get everything, you know, set up for the day and head out. Excuse me. Hold on. Okay, I thought I was gonna sneeze. I get out and I've been early. Today was like the closest I've ever been to the actual time, but I was still early. So I mean, I've been early every day, and that's my plan is to be when I have to be at work at 3:30 in the morning. I plan on being there around. I want to try and be there around 3 because it takes a little while from the parking lot to walk in. To get up to where my gate is gonna be. So yeah.
On the night shift.
But you know what? I gotta find out 100% sure, but I believe that I actually get some of the nighttime premium for the time that I start, and then you know, and then like that's for like I think it's about 2 hours of nighttime premium. So I'm like, cool, I'll take the money. But yeah, no, I'm dreading it just a little bit, but I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like terrible fun. So, so as you know, I also started a new job about 2 weeks ago, and I got to tell you a little story. So, the first week of training, they had us in this conference room, and pretty much right away after day one, every one of us had like some kind of congestion, and just we weren't feeling great. So in the second week, they moved us to another conference room. And by the end of last week, we were all feeling great and pretty much okay. And then this week, they put us back in the other conference room for like about an hour and a half. And right away,
got congested again.
Yes. And so today I actually stayed home from work because I felt like garbage this morning when I got up. I don't know if you can still hear it, but I'm like congested. My throat doesn't hurt so bad now, but this
morning, you were congested. Like you were congested on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it took that long of being away from that room for it to really kind of calm down. And then they put us back in there and boom, flared right back up. So I think there must be something in that room. They claim that we won't go back in there anymore, that they're going to have a building inspector come in to see.
Absolutely. Something's weird.
Yeah. I don't know if it's asbestos or black mold somewhere in that room.
Yeah, that's what it kind of sounds like. If all of you are feeling the same way after being in one room and then being in another room and being fine, it's something about that room.
Yeah, I think so too. So the schedule is changing here, folks. And so yes, in the past we historically had gone on Tuesday afternoons. I think those days are gone.
Yeah.
At least for the foreseeable future, because you know that your schedule is going to be remaining the same
at least through August. July. Yeah, at least through July and into August. So
realistically, we're probably going to be looking at going live, doing this show on probably Wednesday nights moving forward at around this same time. And so we will make the changes appropriate on our Facebook page and all that stuff to reflect, but that's going to kind of be the new game plan is Wednesdays at 7:30 will be when we do this thing.
Hey man, so, I hope y'all y'all rolled with us in the AM. So let's see if y'all roll with us in the PM. That's what we're hoping for.
Absolutely. All right. I got to talk about something that came up this week. As you know, I am the executive producer on a show called Murphy's Inc.
I know you're an executive producer of that show because I'm also in that show.
Yes, yes. You do voiceover work on the show, as do I. You may not have seen it because I didn't bring it up, but some of our viewers or listeners may have seen some posts from an individual on our pages making false accusations against myself and against Murphy's Inc. in general, claiming that they created Murphy's Inc. and that we have stolen it from them, and that I have claimed credit as the creator, which I never have. I didn't create Murphy's Inc. It is not in any way of my creation. I am just the executive producer. I'm the guy that is working with these extremely talented individuals to help shepherd this show into creation.
We're working with the writer and of the show. So
yeah, so the creator of the show, his name's Milliam Chan, and he's from Australia. Great guy. This was all his brainchild. He came up with the concept. He created a kind of an elevator pitch, and what he did is he went on to Reddit. And he basically threw a post out there saying, hey, I'm looking for talented individuals that want to get involved with this concept. I want to start an audio drama podcast. And he put in that Reddit, he put a link to a Google Drive where people could read his pitch for what he wanted to do to try and encourage people if they were interested. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, it sounds like what has happened is this person who's trying to now claim credit, they expressed interest in wanting to be a writer on the show, which based on some of the feedback that they provided to the creator, Milliam Chan, Chan decided to not pursue them as a writer. And so it seems like there's somebody out there that's a little frustrated, a little bitter. We have had some back and forth with them asking simply for them to prove their false claims, which to date they have not been able to. So we have blocked them now on all of our social media platforms. And the reason that we're talking about this here is because the original messages actually started on our Fat and Black Connection YouTube page because they were commenting on us discussing Murphy's Inc.
Oh.
So ultimately, I just wanted to take a minute to set the record straight. I did not create Murphy's Inc. I love what I'm doing with the show. I love the show. I think it's going to be an awesome product. I look forward to in June, we're hoping to be able to share episode one with everyone. We're definitely heading in a great direction. I can tell the audience that we have wrapped principal recordings on episodes one and two. Nice. We're like 98% complete on episodes three and four. And episodes five and six are finalized from a writing perspective, and we should be recording those in the next couple weeks.
Nice.
And that will be season one. It'll be a six episode season one to kind of introduce the show and the concept. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're doing Marvel schedules now.
Yes. Season two is likely going to be more. It's probably going to be like a 10 episode season. So, we're going to expand, but we felt like six was a good way to introduce it and see if there's some takers out there, if there's some interested folks. So,
it's been fun. It's been fun.
Yeah. So I appreciate you letting me take a minute to talk about that and, clear the air, if you will, because it honestly has been frustrating when you kind of know the truth and you see somebody making those kind of false claims.
Yeah.
It's irritating. Frustrating.
No, I definitely understand that. So,
So let's talk about the NBA playoffs.
Oh yeah.
I know that this is a topic that's near and dear to your heart.
I haven't watched all the games. Basically the two games, the two teams that I'm really watching are the Heat and the Warriors. Of course, I'm a Heat fan, and the Warriors, I just love watching those guys play. So,
yes, and you are hoping for, you would love to see that as the finals, even though that wasn't your prediction.
Right, I would love to see it as the finals, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
So if we look at where things are today, right now we've got overtime.
Yeah, overtime for the 76ers and Raptors right now.
Yep, the 76ers are up 101-100. The 76ers are leading the series 2-0.
Right.
Which I believe, did we split
both,
here?
I think we both picked the 76ers.
I know I did, and I thought you did, but
yeah, I think we both picked the 76ers here.
We also have the Bulls and Bucks going on right now, with the Bulls having a 6-point lead nearing the end of first half.
Yeah.
Milwaukee did win game one.
Right.
Which we both chose the Bucks in that series.
Yeah.
The one series that I thought was probably going to be a really good draw was the Nets and Celtics, which Celtics are up 2-0.
Yeah, they just won tonight by 7, so.
Now, the surprise here to me in the West is the Pelicans, who stomped a mud hole in the Suns yesterday.
Well, I mean, like, what, 13? What, no,
11
no,
points.
11 points? Yeah, I mean, it's surprising, yes, but especially
because it was an extremely high-scoring game, too.
Especially because the Suns were at home.
Yeah. I was fully expecting the Suns to win that series in four.
Oh, no. I was expecting them just to kind of walk through this series. I did not expect the Pelicans to give them this kind of fight.
Yeah. Also kind of a surprise, the Timberwolves and Grizzlies. The Timberwolves gave the Grizzlies a run for their money in game one, and now it's a split series.
Yeah. Yeah. The Grizzlies looked like they came out for retribution in game two. That's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know if I was expecting that game to be 1-4, but I figured probably 5. So I'm hoping that's the only game the Timberwolves win. Moving over to your team,
yeah.
The Heat and the Hawks.
Last night's game was a little nail biting. Towards the end, they started kind of running away with it a little bit. But no, the Hawks definitely, after their performance in game one, yikes. But they definitely made game two a game for sure. And so, heading into Atlanta for games, 3 and 4. Again, these are best of 7 series. So,
right. Then you've got the Jazz and the Mavericks, which we split saying who we thought would win, and they've actually split. They're 1-1 so far. Neither team looks dominant in either of their wins. So no. I think this one's probably going to go to 6 or 7.
Yeah.
However, a series where, again, a team just looks absolutely dominant, the Warriors and Nuggets.
Warriors have been just, it's been disgusting how they've just been playing with the Nuggets. It's like the Nuggets like start off like strong, and then like once Steph gets going, once Klay gets going, once Draymond gets going, once Poole gets going, bro, like apparently they just named that foursome PTSD. Yeah, so what is it? Poole,
Thompson,
Steph, and Draymond. So like I was just like, yikes, but okay. Yeah, no, I mean Poole has been showing up and showing out, and
he had what, 30 points in the first game?
Yeah, and like this is what Kerr was talking about. Like Kerr, they had a come to Jesus talk with Poole, and he definitely proved himself, especially with, you know, Steph being out towards the end of the season and him starting to show some leadership. And, you know, Draymond was out for a while, and Klay was out for, you know, 2 years, and now he's back and he's starting to get his legs back. But everybody on that bench is deep. That bench is deep. So,
and just a quick call out, overtime one just ended in 76ers Raptors. They're going to a second overtime.
So
101 apiece.
They're just going until they can't go no more, huh?
Correct.
Oh, no, no. It says Philadelphia is up 104. 104-101.
What?
With 0.7 seconds in OT.
Oh, wow. Yahoo is, or Google is not giving me good stuff, I guess.
No, I'm on the ESPN app, just keeping track what's going on.
So we do have 3 games for tomorrow. We've got the Grizzlies Timberwolves game 3, Mavericks Jazz game 3, and Warriors Nuggets game 3. So I fully expect the Warriors will take game 3 and probably go for a 4-game sweep.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the Grizzlies are going to win, and I'm thinking the Jazz are going to win.
Yeah, I mean the Jazz are at home and they've been pretty dominant at home. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So the next time we check in, a week from today, we likely should have the first round.
A couple of these games wrapped up for sure.
Yeah. So that would be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So.
So going from one end of the sports spectrum of the playoffs, right? These are the elite teams. These are this is, you know, I'm sure these arenas are packed to the rafters. Going to the other extreme, let's talk about the Oakland A's.
Oh, man, it's so hard to be an A's fan.
Reported on ESPN, and I posted it on our page, the attendance for the Oakland A's game, a pathetic less than 4,000 in attendance.
Come on, give them the actual number. Was it 3,000?
You want me to get the actual number?
No, I got you. I got you. Hold on. I think I have it here. Let me. Oh, I just sent it away. Never mind.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It was 3,000 something, but still, that's just it's so hard.
And it was 3,748 in attendance.
And did you see the thing? I think I don't remember. I think you might have posted it or somebody posted it about how the A's their like salaries in total like is less than what some current players are making right now. I was just like, bro, this is ridiculous. How is their salary that all their salaries combined less than some of these players?
That's what happens when you trade off all of your stars and I guess
absolutely ridiculousness.
Let's figure out how we can piss off the fan base the most that we can.
Yeah. And they've working. Successfully done that. That's for sure.
Let's talk about something happier, though.
Yeah, please.
I just posted today the sneak peek clip from the Disney Parks blog for the Main Street Electrical Parade 50th anniversary coming back to Disneyland this Friday, the 22nd.
Yes.
And
this is the one we've seen before, though, right?
Used this image when we discussed the announcement of these additions.
Right.
And what did you watch the video?
No, I didn't watch the video yet.
Of course you didn't. No. So what we actually see in the video is this is what they're calling the grand finale. So this is the last float, and it's just one long float, and it basically looks exactly like this.
No, that's nice.
The characters are in that style of
Small World.
It's a Small World. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's cute. Again, in the trailer or the video clip, you do get to see this float. I don't know.
Do you see both sides, or is it just still the one side? Or
well, no, you can only see whichever side.
Based the camera's on the side. On. Yeah,
of yeah, yeah. So. It's not like it's 3D and you can walk around it or something. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't love it. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it at some point, but it's not something where I feel like I need to get down there to go see it.
Yeah, I feel you.
So going along with that, though, Disney also posted that tonight on the Disney Parks YouTube channel or on their TikTok or on their Twitter or on their Facebook.
That is so late for East Coast.
You can tune in for a special live event. Now, they haven't said what it is. Now, a lot of people in the Disney spectrum are discussing that we believe likely what we're going to see tonight is either an entire run of World of Color or an entire run of the Main Street Electrical Parade run of Fantasmic, because all three of which are now coming back and should be available for viewing on Friday.
Oh, is so they've done what they needed to do in the lake and they filled it back up?
The last I heard, that was still the timeline, was all of these things were supposed to be coming back on Friday. So
that's a lot. That's a lot on a Friday, man.
Yeah. Our show will hopefully end right around 8:30. So
yeah.
I plan to tune in to check it out and see what's going on.
Probably watch a few minutes of it before I have to nod off to sleep.
Oh, Steven checking in.
Good one. I like that one. It's been a while, Steven. Where you been, bro?
Speaking of trips, last week we discussed our frustration with Marvel for having not released a Thor trailer.
Yeah, right. And then what, like 2 days later?
Yes.
This is the same thing. This is the same exact thing that happened with Spider-Man. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
Remember we talked about it, and then like I think it was either like the next day or like the following day, a trailer for Spider-Man dropped.
Yep.
So I think we just need to keep doing that, and we'll as movies approach, we'll just say, hey, where's this stuff? And then we'll get it.
Yeah, we did. So we did get a trailer for Thor: Love and Thunder. I assume you've seen this.
Of course. Of course. We were,
it's hard to know with you. Sometimes you watch.
I was actually when I saw it, it came at a very good time because in class we talked about a very tough subject. And so we, of course, had to talk about 9/11. And so that was kind of rough. And so this getting that notification that this trailer dropped came at a perfect time. So I could, after watching that and getting some emotions back, watching this made me all sorts of happy. So
what did you think of the trailer?
Interesting. I'm glad. And cause I was a little confused because, you know, I had heard that they were going to be doing, Lady Thor or, what's her face? I can't, Keira Knightley as it would be appearing as Thor. And so I was like, oh, interesting. Like, where is it? And they dropped it in at the very end. So that was nice to see. So I was like, okay, get a little taste. And, you know, we have the Guardians and Thor, and Thor's trying to figure out what he's going to do with himself. So, you know, very interesting.
What I found the most interesting about the introduction of Lady Thor in that trailer was the fact that she had Mjolnir.
Oh, I was like, what? The hammer.
Yes, Mjolnir. Yeah. But if you remember from the first Thor, Mjolnir, or I guess that was the second Thor.
Second Thor where it was crushed.
Well, no, that was in Ragnarok.
Oh, was that Ragnarok?
Mjolnir was from the second Thor.
Okay.
Yes, in the third Thor, Thor Ragnarok, Mjolnir was crushed by Hela.
Yeah.
And so I assume we're going to get the story of how it got put back together.
Yeah, either that or it's you know, it's a mythical thing, so we'll see.
Well, if you look closely in the trailer, you can see
it looks like it was broken.
It's been reassembled.
Yeah, it's definitely been reassembled. You can tell that.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey, we'll see. We'll definitely see.
Let's stay in the world of the MCU.
MCU. We can talk about that Moon Knight.
Let's talk about that Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Episode 4 review.
Yeah.
I got just initial thoughts before going into any kind of depth or detail. What were your initial thoughts on the episode overall?
Interesting. A lot was revealed. So, not a lot was revealed, but we're getting some definite vibes of, I mean, they're working an ending. I can, they're definitely trying to squeeze this ending in. So we got two more episodes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I enjoyed it for the most part. I think the last episode kind of raised expectations, and then this episode kind of was just like, meh, but I still enjoyed it.
I strongly disagree with what you just said. I think that the episode overall was not as strong as episode 3, but I still feel that it was a very good episode. And Marvel, Disney Plus yesterday dropped the new images as they do have been doing weekly. And so there was this image, which it was like, okay, that's, you know, we know he was turned into stone last week. So
yeah. And put into.
So I would have expected that to be an image from last week rather than this week. But the image to me that I saw yesterday that was like, what? Was
that
a bingo card.
Yeah.
Because yesterday, before seeing the episode, it was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
And then we get into the episode and we have this moment where
both are together.
And I gotta tell you that I believe that this man needs to be nominated for an Emmy.
Definitely, like, this scene alone, like, basically, because he's doing two parts that are distinctively different, and the accent Steven is like, bro, what? Like, and then them talk, you know, having to, these conversations back and forth through the glass. It's, he does an amazing job on this show. Like, I liked Oscar Isaac from Star Wars. I have found more of an appreciation of him and his acting abilities from this show.
Yeah, and I don't know if you caught this red sarcophagus as they were
trying. Yeah, I was trying to figure out if what's her name was in there.
I don't think so, because Layla was already out in the asylum with him.
Yeah.
No, what I believe is in this third sarcophagus is the third persona that is within Mark Spector or Stephen Grant.
But they didn't, they kind of just ran by that one, didn't even, they saw it shaking.
Yeah, somebody's in there, was trying to get out, but they did not help that one yet.
Yeah, yeah.
This is our last image from the episode. Egyptian hippo queen or goddess.
Goddess. She is, I can't remember. She appears in one of the series that book series that I read years ago called The Cain Chronicles, and she was one of the main goddesses in that. I can't remember her name, but yeah. I was really like, okay, this looks good. This looks good.
Yeah, the last 15 minutes of that episode to me made the episode, because up until that point, it was just kind of meh. Like, once we got to the point with the sarcophagus and finding out it's Alexander the Great's, you know, sarcophagus and all of that. Yeah. Like, up until that point, the episode was just kind of meh. It was good, but it was meh. Then it just, to me, went from meh to amazing.
I did like the fact that she finally gets the answer about her father. That was good to get some closure there, or somewhat closure there. What's up, Tyrus? But yeah, no, I mean, overall, I mean, like, I just wasn't as thrilled about it as you were, obviously.
Well, I mean, I think the same was true last week. I thought last week was an amazing episode, and you thought it was
well, good. I just watched, I thought it was good. And I mean, like, it was definitely like, out of the three that we had, I thought it was the best. Mostly because he wasn't, I don't know. It just seems like they need to work better. There needs to be some kind of give and take between the two. Like when Steven's in control, he's so like, oh no, I don't want you to do that. And it's like, bro, you need my help. Like, let me, like, give me the body. Like, sometimes it's just like, don't fight it. Just let it be. And so you can, cause you're not, yes, you are the smart one. And so, like, when it comes to, you know, looking at these maps and solving these puzzles, Mark, give him the body so he can do that stuff. And when Steven, when you're in the body and you gotta go into a situation where there's probably gonna end up being a fight, just give him the body so he can do what he needs to do.
I think we may at some point in the future see this Moon Knight character meet up with maybe Bruce Banner to learn how to blend them together.
That's the thing, because I did hear that Bruce or not Bruce, but Mark Ruffalo was on the set of Moon Knight when they were shooting over wherever they were shooting.
And I hadn't heard that.
No, I saw pictures. I saw pictures of that. So I don't know if anything, I'd probably assume he might show up in episode 6. Because I know he's a part of She-Hulk for sure. But
And Tyrus does call out that he hasn't watched this week, but last week was their best episode. And Tyrus, I agree with you. Last week was the best episode. I do highly advise when you get home tonight, give it a watch. This week's was extremely good. The first half, the first 30-ish minutes is it's okay. But then I think it gets extremely good. So, all right, let's switch gears. You know what it's time to talk about?
Oh, yeah. That cruise, baby.
That's right. So we decided we're going to mix it up.
Yeah.
Last 2 weeks, we talked about shore excursions for Skagway and for Juneau. What we've decided we're going to do tonight, we're going to do a deep dive into the restaurants on board the Norwegian Bliss.
Let's do it. You know we like that food.
Absolutely. We're those food guys. So so what I've done is I've brought up, for those of you watching with us, the NCL website to kind of give what their brief synopsis of the restaurants are. But I've also pulled up menu examples that I've either found on the internet by past cruisers or that's provided by NCL themselves. So first up is the Garden Cafe, which would also be known as the Buffet.
The Buffet.
Yes. And you and I watched a video while you were here visiting, if I remember correctly,
yeah,
of the Buffet.
that is a huge spot. That's a huge space, lots of room. So, I mean, like,
they got same like six soft serve stations.
Yeah, like it's the same stuff, kind of. And then it, but as you go in the front, it's all the same. And then toward the middle, and then there's like a whole nother section in the back. So yeah, there's a lot to experience in that buffet for sure.
Yeah. So their NCL, Norwegian Cruise Line's description is whatever you're craving, chances are you will find it in the Garden Cafe. This complimentary indoor buffet restaurant serves up breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And over at the cruisecritic.com, I looked into what they have to say about the Garden Cafe and thought I would share their thoughts because I think it helps to give us some more insight. Yeah. So this is quoting from their site. Breakfast is the usual AM fare with eggs, including omelet stations, bacon and sausage, French toast and pancakes, cereal, yogurt, oatmeal and fruit, juice station offering apple juice, orange juice, cranberry cocktail juice, water, tea, coffee are also available. Lunch serves up a wide selection of choices, including burgers and hot dogs. Turkey and veggie burgers are available upon request. Mm. Pasta and pizza, hot favorites, fish sticks, lasagna, grilled veggies, etc. Indian and Italian specialties, and a salad bar. Dinner is similar to lunch with a carving station added in. Baby back pork ribs, roasted turkey, beef brisket. On any given night, you might find barbecue braised short ribs, two bean chili con carne, vegetable burritos, country style turkey scallopini, and a grilled vegetable medley. Sides could include steamed vegetables, fingerling wedges with Parmesan cheese, and fried or steamed rice.
Yikes.
Desserts at lunch and dinner include a selection of some 8 hard ice cream and sherbet flavors, including sugar-free choices, cookies, chocolate chip, yum, pastries, and cakes. There are also do-it-yourself soft ice cream machines with chocolate, vanilla, and swirl. So that's the, yeah. Yikes. There's a whole lot going on at the buffet. I am, of course, absolutely interested to check it out for one of the meals while we're there. I probably don't see eating there too much just because I personally...
There's too many options on this boat.
Well, there's so many options, but also I'll be staying in the Haven.
Oh, yeah, so you got your own.
Yes, I will have my own private restaurant.
Yeah.
So some things Tyrus is calling out who has been on this cruise, on this ship, not on this cruise, but on this ship. Tyrus said, I was still a vegetarian the time I was there. So I'm excited to be an omnivore this time around.
Yeah.
The buffets are huge. You really need to walk around to see what they have before you choose. And he said there is an actual 24-hour fish and chips place on the ship. A friend of all of ours that we know, Angry or Justin, said it was one of the best fish places he's been to.
You know what? I definitely might need to hit that spot up because I do like fish and chips. And I definitely would. I don't know about, I don't need to eat them later, but definitely, you know, that sounds like a lunch spot for sure.
Yes. And yes, I am rolling baller status on this cruise. I figured, you know, you only turn 40 once. And
that's very true. That's very true.
I want to live it up. So I'm getting a spa suite. It is not cheap. It is extremely expensive. But, you know,
it's like it's kind of a second honeymoon too for you guys, isn't it?
Sure. Let's go with that. Why not? So next up is room service. There's not a whole lot here to tell. Room service is available 24 hours a day. Simply pick up the phone, order breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a late night munchie. There is a room service fee of $9.95 that'll be added to your check. Unless it is continental breakfast, which is until 10 a.m.
Or if
you're a suite guest, then you don't have to pay the fee.
Right.
A 20% gratuity and beverage service charge will be added to your check as well. Yes. So if you really want to eat in your room and you're good with spending that kind of money, you should just get a Haven suite.
Either that or you just go and you pick it up and bring it back to your room if you need to, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they let you. I mean, maybe Tyrus can speak to that. I don't know if they let you gather up food and just take it out. Maybe.
We'll see.
Next up, we've got the three main dining rooms. So you've got Savor, Taste, and the Manhattan Room. I'll just read their brief descriptions. Savor, balancing classic favorites and unique new dishes. Dining at Savor is a must, offering guests an extensive menu of deliciously fresh flavors.
Whoa, flesh, hold up.
Along with chic and modern decor, visiting this main dining room is always in style.
All right.
Taste, serving a wide variety of cuisine. Taste offers a stylish and contemporary atmosphere, plus with a menu that changes daily and carefully selected wine recommendations. You'll experience a different culinary adventure with every visit.
Hmm.
And lastly, the Manhattan Room. One of three main dining rooms, the Manhattan Room is where guests can enjoy specially curated modern and classic dishes with the freshest ingredients. My understanding, and I guess let me show off the three images for these restaurants. This is Savor, and this is Taste.
Okay.
And this is the Manhattan Room.
Yo, I might have to bring a suit on this trip.
I think there is no requirement that you have to dress up.
Hey, but if I'm eating that Manhattan Room, that looks like a classy joint. I might have to suit up.
And Tyrus says you can take food on the ship wherever you want. And for a small charge, you can have a pizza delivered almost anywhere on the ship.
Dope.
Good to know.
Yes, sir.
I did pull up a couple of example menus for the different dining rooms. They generally, my understanding, will have every meal, they'll have a different menu, but all three of those main dining rooms will have the same menu. Okay. So whether you're eating in the Manhattan Room or Taste, if you're in Manhattan Room and I'm in Taste on Tuesday, we're going to have the same options. So, but Wednesday we'll have different options than Tuesday did.
Are they a lunch and are they just dinner? Are these spots just dinner or are they like lunch and dinner?
I believe these are dinner spots, and Tyrus can hopefully confirm that for us, but my understanding was that these are dinner spots. And so a sample menu, and I'll go ahead and read that you might see in one of the dining rooms, the main dining rooms. Appetizers, French onion soup, Stilton cheese soup, Swiss barley soup, a classic Caesar salad.
Oh yeah.
Roasted vegetable salad with goat cheese.
Hmm.
Grilled chicken salad.
Okay.
A nice bruschetta.
All right. All right.
Prosciutto and melon. Seared Atlantic scallops.
Yo.
Smoked mozzarella ravioli. And beef sliders. So those are all appetizers.
Yikes. Those sound delicious.
Now you've got your classic entrees.
Okay.
And I believe the classic entrees are at every meal. So the classic entrees are going to be there every day of the cruise.
Okay.
Where there's the today's featured items, which are only on that day.
Okay.
So the classic entrees, breaded flounder filet, fettuccine Alfredo,
okay,
herb rubbed rotisserie chicken,
yeah,
carved whole roasted pork loin, grilled New York strip steak, three cheese baked ziti.
Yo.
On this menu that I found.
Damn just showed up.
Showed up at the right time to talk about food.
Yes, sir.
I show up late and all I get is the infomercial for the cruise. Sorry, man.
This is why you can't be late, bro.
And Tyrus did call out that those restaurants are brunch, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, okay. Depending on the day. Okay.
He also said that if in a specialty restaurant, you can have your unfinished food delivered to your room.
Oh, nice.
That's kind of interesting.
You know what, though? I'm thinking, you know, this might be one of those things, especially for like the today specials or whatever. I might just have to swing by and see what they got as their that special of that day.
Well, and the thing you've got to remember is you can go and eat as much as you want.
No, I'm just saying, there might be something that, you know, that day that I'm not really feeling, so I can definitely hit up a different spot, which I plan on doing anyways. But, you know, if it's something that day, I'm like, yo, I need to get this.
So on this menu that I found, the today's featured entrees were a broiled rainbow trout.
Okay.
Grilled lemon pepper chicken. Parmesan crusted turkey escalope.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds delicious.
Veal bratwurst.
Ooh.
Carved whole roasted beef sirloin.
Okay.
Spinach and ricotta stuffed pepper.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then they had some wine recommendations that you could buy by the bottle.
I'm not a wine guy anyway, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. So I figure I'll do one more menu from one of these dining rooms. Do you want number 2, 3, or 4?
Show me the pictures of the places.
Well, no, it's for Savor, Taste, and Manhattan Room.
Give me the Manhattan Room.
Just give me a number, 2, 3, or 4.
Oh, 3.
All right. That's what I was hoping you would say. All right, so number 3, here we go. So we already talked about the appetizers, but some of them did change. So we have the French onion soup, cream of potato soup, the hearty beef broth soup. We already talked about a classic Caesar. They've got a tomato salad, a shredded cabbage salad, country-style pate, asparagus and artichoke risotto, sticky honey buffalo hot wings.
Woo-hoo!
So those are some there were some other appetizers, but they were repeats.
Yeah.
On this one, for the classic entrees, they had the breaded flounder filet, the fettuccine Alfredo, herb rotisserie chicken, carve whole roasted pork loin, grilled New York steak, and three cheese baked ziti. So all the same there.
Yeah.
Now on the today's featured entrees, here's where we see the changes. Pan-seared Alaskan pollock. Cajun-spiced mahi-mahi.
What?
Turkey scallopini with gnocchi. Balti lamb tiki, which is an Indian dish.
Okay.
Sauteed beef tips stroganoff. And Idaho pot pie. Idaho potato pot pie.
Yo. Yeah.
So, obviously, even in the main dining rooms that are included, there's still a ton of really good food.
Yeah.
And there is nothing saying that you can't go from one of those dining rooms to another and have three full meals.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. We've got two more restaurants to cover on this page before we wrap up the show tonight. And one of them we're not going to really spend much time on because that's the Haven restaurant. Because, you know.
Private access, baby.
Yeah. You do have to be staying in a Haven suite to have access to the Haven restaurant.
Is that open? Is that open air?
So the Haven restaurant, it's actually two part. There's the indoor part and there's the outdoor part.
Oh, man, that could be real pretty at night. If it's not too cold, of course.
Well, the nice thing about the outside is they have all of these windows here that kind of break the wind. So it's not too bad. And then they also have, they bring out, you know, the heaters at night.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be real pretty.
Yeah. So the quick brief synopsis of the Haven, private access for guests of the Haven. Enjoy a private fine dining experience for guests of the Haven, serving unique signature dishes and wine offerings from our impressive selection. And that is included if you have a Haven room. And the food, I've seen some of the sample menus for the Haven restaurant, and it's fine dining every meal. And they do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm. So I'm absolutely looking forward to enjoying that for multiple meals.
Absolutely.
The last one we're going to look at tonight is the Local Bar and Grill.
All right.
The Local offers classic pub fare in a relaxed atmosphere with popular dishes like the Reuben sandwich and fish and chips. The Local has all of your favorite comfort foods, so try one of our beers or cocktails on tap and catch a game with us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and as by this time, it'll be like NBA playoffs for sure. Baseball season will be in swing, and hockey will be nearing the end, so...
Yeah, and the important thing to kind of call out here is that this is a 24-hour establishment.
Oh, wow!
And so I've actually pulled up their menu, which has the cover: cocktails on tap, drinks, white wines and rosé, red wine, starters, favorites, desserts.
All right,
let's take a look. We've got cocktails on tap: passion fruit lime cooler. Okay. So remember, with your drink package, if it's less than $15, then that's included.
You're good to go. Okay.
So passion fruit lime cooler is $11. You're good. The Glacier Blue, that sounds like an AMF.
Jameson, vodka, rum, triple sec. Yeah, no, that is.
That just is an AMF.
With passion fruit and Yeah.
I am going to have to drink me some Glacier Blues. We have their signature martini, which you can add a tiki cup for only $6 additional.
That's a Mai Tai.
Ah, yes, a signature Mai Tai.
You said martini. I'm pretty sure that's not how you spell it, but okay.
Next up is the Matador, which bourbon, ginger, elderflower, syrup, and orange bitters.
You know what? I don't normally drink like this, but I might just have to try. I might just have to, every day, just maybe try a couple of them.
I plan to be perpetually buzzed the entire trip. I'm just putting that out there. I will be drinking from the moment I wake up until I put on my makeup.
I'll say a little prayer for you.
Please do. I'm going to need it.
Yeah.
You've got Mudslide, which is a classic, the Moscow Mule, Perfect Margarita. Buena Vista style Irish coffee.
I won't be having that because I'm not really a coffee drinker. So,
yeah, the sidecar.
I've never had a sidecar before.
Yeah, I plan to try one.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Next up, you've got their drinks. So you've got draft beers, hard seltzers.
Do we know what their draft beers are?
I do not. They rotate, so I don't think they're going to be set until.
Okay, that's fine. It looks like they have Blue Moon at least
in the bottle. So
yeah,
I'll
be fine.
You've got your sodas and sparkling waters, San Pellegrino and Aquapana, energy drinks.
Okay.
some wines, which we're not going to go into because you're not really into them. And yeah. I'm really only a wine drinker with like a nice dinner.
Yeah.
I'm not a middle of the day wine
drinker. I could see you, you know, with one of those, fancy meals, you grabbing a glass of wine.
Oh, that'd absolutely.
Absolutely.
Red wines they've got listed. And now we get to the food. Starters. Soup of the day. Whatever it is.
I'll have that.
Beef chili.
I like that idea. Cobb salad.
Caesar salad.
There you go. Half dozen chicken wings. Buffalo smoked barbecue. Korean sweet Korean chili barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Spinach and artichoke dip.
Oh, pretzel bites. Beer cheese fondue. You know, I would like, if you've watched anything we've done in the past, we've had those pretzels.
Yep. Grilled sausage sliders.
Interesting. I'll give that a try. Oh, got a loaded nachos. Love nachos.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got the favorites.
Oh, there you go. That's your you right there, man.
A Reuben?
Don't you like the Reuben?
Nah, no. Oh. I like the Monte Cristo.
Oh, that's right.
Reubens are fine, but not really my style. That's more up my wife's alley.
Oh, okay. But the chicken salad, that looks like it could be pretty good.
Chicken salad sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chicken salad sandwich. Sorry. And then tavern battered fish sandwich. Ooh, wee. Filet of fish. Eat this.
Cheeseburger.
Okay.
Wrangler burger.
Okay.
Blue cheeseburger.
Okay. We got that pub hot dog. Oh, it's with sauerkraut, bacon, and french fries.
Mm-hmm. Or you could go Coney Island style with some melted cheese, chili, onions, and french fries.
Can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We got that.
Continuing with some more favorites.
I got the fish and chips here.
Mm-hmm. Cottage pot pie potato skins.
Okay. Oh, actually, that'd be interesting. I'd like to try those. The fettuccine carbonara.
Yeah, and blue plate special. Ask your server about our daily feature.
Okay, that could change up too.
And so for desserts, a carrot and walnut cake.
Oh, I love carrot cake.
Apple pie.
I like apple pie too.
Raspberry swirl cheesecake.
So I'm just going to have to carry like a crap ton of lactate on this trip.
Yeah. I would say that's probably a good idea.
A box and just throw it in my bag.
And again, keep in mind, everything at this restaurant is included and is complimentary as part of your package.
I like that. Oh, James likes that.
Wow, third person.
Yeah.
Well,
that's because I'm sleepy right now.
That covers the restaurants that are included next week. Either next week we're going to talk about Ketchikan Shore Excursions, or we're going to go into the specialty dining. So I would suggest for those of you out there, if you have a preference on what you want to hear us talk about next week,
let us know.
Absolutely, because you know we are interested in talking about both of those things. So yeah. If we can help you,
you can help us help you. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, update. The 76ers did win 104-101.
Nice.
Yeah.
And for those of you that saw earlier, just a quick follow-up in 2 minutes and 10 seconds, Disney Parks will be going live, for a special event, which I have no idea what it's going to be, but we'll find out here in just a couple of minutes. So we're going to wrap this show a little early because we know a lot of you like Disney, just like we do. And so we want to give you that opportunity to head on over to YouTube or wherever you want to watch it, but we'll be watching with you. James, you got anything before we go?
No, I'm ready to see what this is about.
All right. Well, then I say we shut it down and we can watch this together.
All right, man.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us and have a great rest of your week.